You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we are here in Richards Bay in Masjidul Rahmah, and Allah's mercy is descending. Tonight is the first of Sha'ban, hence our topic for tonight will be Sha'ban. What should we read, which du'as and supplications, and which are the most important ayats and verses in the noble Quran that inspired the Khulafa'i Rashideen. If someone has to ask us, brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners, why do you as Muslims follow the lunar calendar? On the other side, if you juxtapose it, you draw a comparison, you will find that they have a Gregorian calendar. So what will be our response? So our response is as follows. We say, see, we follow the lunar calendar. In my lifetime now, it went two full cycles. That our Ramadan Mubarak, fasting month, our Eid, our Hajj, our pilgrimage, our celebrations, sometimes in winter, summer, autumn, spring. And you see the justice system of Almighty Allah in all the countries. If you just draw a comparison, South Africa and America, then the non-Muslim celebrates his Christmas and New Year in South Africa his entire life, 70, 80, 100 years during the summer months. And you go to America, because I know I was there in December, January, and it's so cold, minus 15, minus 18, minus 20. Your entire life, it will be like that. So there is no fairness and justice in that system there. Second one, everything of Islam is always the best. What does Islam teach us of our Islamic calendar? Surah chapter 9, verse number 36. Inna iddata shuhuri inna Allahi thna ashara shahra fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard minha arbaatun hurum. That verily the number of months by Almighty Allah, decreed and prescribed by Almighty Allah in the book of Almighty Allah, is 12. And this was ordained, prescribed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the day He created the heavens and the earth. So our Islamic lunar calendar is time from time immemorial. Your calendar had to undergo changes, evolution, amendments. If you look, if somebody, you'll know Latin, many of you went to school in those days, 50s, 60s, you were learning Latin. So if somebody asks you, what is the meaning of September, Sept? Sept means 7. October, Oct. Oct means 8. November, Nov means 9. December, December, Des means 10. So it shows that their original calendar would start on the 1st of March. That's how they had only 10 months. But there were big problems with that calendar, and they had to bring about changes. So Pope Gregory came, he was running around also with the idol. The idol's name Janus, J-A-N-U-S, and January came about. And then remember February, another goddess, another idol, still they could not come right. And what happened is, they said bring February, but then 28 days, and every 4 years, then the 29th day, the leap year. It shows if that poor guy is born on the 29th of February, so what will happen? His birthday will only come after 4 years. You see the inconsistency. So some months 28, some months 29, some months 30, some months 31. So that is how the calendar came about. So amendments all the time, evolving all the time. Ours is straightforward, either 29, either 30. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Tonight we are in the month of Sha'ban. So if someone has to ask us, what is the meaning of Sha'ban? What will we say? For you, the respected ulama, beloved students, all of you listening throughout the world, there's an excellent book written by one of the great muhaddisin, scholars of hadith in Makkah Mukarrama. He passed away, mashallah, we met him, and we should sit in his dars, in his classes, in his lessons. Sheikh Muhammad Alawi Al-Maliki. Sheikh Muhammad Alawi Al-Maliki, rahimahullah. He wrote a book called Maza Fi Sha'ban. What is the importance of Sha'ban? What important events took place during this month of Sha'ban? And so forth and so on. So I'll just discuss a few because of time. Number one, if you analyze the word Sha'ban, it means tariqun fil jabal, that you have a pathway in the mountain. So meaning you will reach your destination if you follow that path. So Sha'ban means Almighty Allah has given us many avenues, many actions to carry out, execute and perform. And then we will reach our goal. And what is the goal of a true Muslim? And that is Jannat al-Firdaus. So that is the meaning of Sha'ban. And if you want a similar word, you will find in the Noble Quran, chapter 49, verse 13, Ya ayyuhan nas, O humankind, O people, Inna khalaqnakum min zakariyu wa unsa. Indeed we created you from one male and one female. In Islam there is no 3, 4, 10, 100 genders. There are two genders only, Adam and Eve. In Islam no Adam and Steve business and Madam and Eve business. They don't know where the entry is and where the exit is. Just park anywhere, park in the loading zone and park where you feel like. So Islam don't allow all that. Islam is a natural system, fitratullahi lati fatara an-nas alayha. Everything of Islam is natural, always remember that. And therefore it appeals to people even after 1400 years ago. Once people are sincere, then they will be gravitating and attracted to this magnet of Islam. So remember that Almighty Allah states, O humankind, we created you from Adam and Eve, because we have many non-Muslim listeners. So therefore I use this terminology, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا, and we made you into different nations. Shu'ub, Sha'ban. So how you have different ways, inshallah, to obtain Jannah and Paradise. So in this different and diverse nations, وَقَبَائِلَ, and different tribes, لِتَعَارَفُ, so that you recognize one another. When I landed there in Guangzhou in China, so I'm tall, mashallah, 6 feet tall. So these Chinese, when they looked at me, they thought they were dreaming, you know. They came right in front of me. They looked at me up and down, like a jinnat came or something. You know, stood. They see this guy is really so tall or what? Because they all come here, you know. They're 4 feet tall, 5 feet tall, and so forth and so on. So anyway, that is their story. So Allah Ta'ala made us recognize one another with different features, different dialects and languages and so forth. Now my brothers, I want you and you the esteemed listeners, I'm going to read several du'as for you now. I want all of you to read these du'as after me. Why? Tonight is the first of Sha'ban. And remember, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, Sayyidina Hassan Basri Rahimahullah, the sage of the age. He was born in Medina Munawwara. It was the time of Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu warda. They brought him the baby, the infant Sayyidina Hassan Basri. That he was born in Medina, they brought him to Sayyidina Umar for tahniq. That you must insert the date in his mouth, in the mouth of Hassan Rahimahullah. So, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu took the date, Amirul Mu'mineen, he chewed it, and then he inserted in his mouth, and what did he say? All of you must learn this dua. Allahumma faqihhu fi deen. Oh Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, give him profound understanding of deen of Islam. Wa habibhu ila nas, and make him beloved to the people. At the age of 14, his family moved to Basra and Iraq, hence the name Hassan al-Basri. So this Sayyidina Hassan Basri, when I was in Iraq in 2000, there was a small, we call in Arabic, kutayb, a booklet. So I saw it, I said, let me just buy it, I don't know, one, two, whatever it was, that time, the currency, Saddam's time. So you must remember that is written, Al-Hassan al-Basri, Al-Wa'iz al-Bakka. So he, when he used to speak, the people just used to cry and cry. He used to address their conscience and their hearts. So he said, this ayat here, chapter 3, verse 31, is what ayatul imtihan, is the ayat that's a test for every Muslim for all time, all places, all circumstances. Qul, say you, ya Rasulallah, o Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah. If you really love Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, fattabi'uni, follow me, Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. What is ittiba? You need to go into philology, the history of the word. When the calf gives birth, when the cow gives birth to the calf, that calf is called tabi' or tabi'a, male, female. So it follows its mother everywhere. The calf will follow the cow everywhere. So me and you have to follow Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam immaculately in all walks of life. Then what will happen? Yuhbibkumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and your sins will be forgiven. So tonight we are here on the 1st of Sha'ban. So whenever a new Islamic lunar month starts, these are the three du'as we should be reading, and I give you the reference for each one. So you read after me, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Hilalu khairin wa rushdin. These words, now we read the du'a, okay, now you don't repeat. Hilalu khairin wa rushdin is mentioned in Abu Dawood. I want to show you the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the Arabic language, my brothers. See the word hilal. Hilal is in Arabic for the first three nights only. When the moon is shining in its glory on the 14th night, you call it Laylatul Badr. Every three nights in Arabic, the moon, the crescent, has a new name. You show me any language in the world that has this today. If I ask a professor of English, how many names will there be for the moon? He will tell you moon, and he will tell you crescent, maybe one, two other names. So think about it. Islam, every three nights is a new name. So the first three nights you call it Hilal. So Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us, when the new month, Islamic month starts, say, Hilalu khairin wa rushdin. Ya Allah, make this month for us, for the Ummah and Muslimah, a month of khair and goodness, wa rushdin and righteousness. So that's the first dua. Second dua for us as South Africans. You know what is the situation, you know better than me. Just now our brother, mashallah, Muhammad Lachka, Allah Ta'ala reward him, is staying there by his place there. So he told me that this place, Richards Bay, was voted like the cleanest place and the best place. But now you find Makulu potholes. You know they got MP. You know MP what it means. It means Makulu potholes. Now you know Makulu, you got big, big potholes and so forth. And by us, if you come, then it's not potholes, it's craters and all that. Yesterday on the radio, not ours, somebody else, they said South Africa has got 25 million potholes in the whole of South Africa. We are holding the world record in that also. We hold many records, you know that. So thus also we are holding the world record. 25 million, they say. Whether it's true or not, Allah alone knows. I don't know how they counted it, but anyway, that's what they told. So let's go on. So when you are facing a problem with crime and corruption and so forth, just look at this dua. I'll read it, and then you read after me, and then we translate it. This hadith is sahih, is authentic in Tirmidhi. And who's the reporter? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu is not buried in Mu'alla. Mu'alla is a graveyard in Makkah. He's not buried in Baqi. One day, I was performing tawaf. And somebody in front of me did something really funny, you know. So I held his hand and I told him, don't do this. It's not right. You're right by the Baytullah. So I didn't know who's behind me. So one person tapped me. And he told me, Sheikh, you must meet me there by Maqam Ibrahim after your tawaf. So I didn't know who's the person. So anyway, so when we finished and everything, so I went there. So he came. He told me, what you do? So I was teaching at Darulum, the Newcastle that time. He said, oh, you teach Quran, Hadith, fiqh. I said, yes, Alhamdulillah. They say, okay, I see you teaching the people good things. Come, tomorrow you must meet me here. I'll take you to those places where nobody will take you. I said, Subhanallah. So he took me to the grave Mubarak of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. It's on the outskirts of Makkah. One Arab brother stays there, and in his backyard, you can say, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu is buried there. So imagine Abdullah ibn Umar, do we know who he is? He is that person, a'taqa alfa abdin wa atamara alfa marra. He liberated 1,000 slaves and performed 1,000 umrahs, wa hajja sittina marra, and he performed 60 hajj. You must know the profile of Sahaba. So which dua he was teaching the people? He said, I heard the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, read, now read with me, Allahu Akbar. اللهم أهله علينا بالأمن والإيمان والسلامة والإسلام والتوفيق لما تحب وترضى ربي وربك الله. What is this dua all about, my brothers? Every lunar month when it starts, then you should be reading this. Oh, beloved Allah, that let this new moon and crescent loom upon us and grant us safety and security. First thing we are asking is safety and security. Then we are saying, oh, Almighty Allah, protect and preserve my Iman and Islam, oh, Almighty Allah. That's the greatest gift you have conferred on any person. And grant us tawfiq. We can't do anything without divine guidance. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ Quran says, Allah alone gives us that ability. Tomorrow, Ramadan, your son will be here reading Taraweeh Salat. How happy you are. But remember all that happens with the tawfiq, the guidance and help of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Lima tuhibbu wa tarda, Ya Allah, let me say those words, do those actions that are beloved to you and you are pleased with it, O beloved Allah. Rabbi wa Rabbuk Allah. You are my sustainer, nourisher, and you are the sustainer, nourisher of the celestial creation, the stars, the moon, and the planets and everything. See what a beautiful, powerful dua. Third dua, mentioned on the authority of Ubadah bin Samit. Who is Ubadah bin Samit? Those of you who've been to Palestine, when you emerge and come out from Aqsa, on the right hand side, there's a Maqbara, Qabristan, cemetery, graveyard, he's buried there. His wife, Umm Haram, radiallahu anha, buried in Cyprus. He says that I heard this dua from Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the beginning of the Islamic lunar month, we must read this dua. So you read now, Allahu Akbar. Allah. Alhamdulillah. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Allahu Akbar, you all know Allah is the greatest, Allah is the biggest, Allah is the mightiest. Alhamdulillah, all praise due to Almighty Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no might to take me towards good deeds except Almighty Allah. There is no power to prevent me from vices and sin except Almighty Allah. Right? Now read. Allahumma. Inni. As'aluka. Khayra. Hadha shahr. see at the beginning of the month, oh beloved Allah, I am begging you, asking you, Ya Allah, the best of this month. Many a time, myself, my wife, we are at home, the month is starting, we both look at the moon, and after the moon, you don't go for honeymoon, then you make dua. So what is the dua you read collectively? So you read collectively, you, husband, wife, parents, children, Allah, read with me. Allahumma, inna, nas'aluka, khayra, hadha shahr. Then this hadith reported on the authority of Ubadah bin Samit goes on. He, Ubadah bin Samit, says, He, Habibuna, Mustafa, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught us, we must read the following also. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ Read, وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِن شَرِّ الْقَدَرِ Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the evil of destiny and taqdeer. Meri kismat ko badal de, Ya Allah. We're going through unfavorable conditions. You change it to favorable conditions. Dua has the power to change taqdeer, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Ad-dua yaruddu al-qadr. Allah se mangna hai aur Allah se manwana hai. How to make dua? Go study Surah Maryam, chapter 19, the chapter on Mary, the Virgin, Maryam al-Azra, Maryam al-Batul. She left that toxic society and went to a park and pure place, Makanan Sharqiya. She knew Allah is selecting her for a greater task. And then Allah, in the starting of Surah 19, Surah Maryam, is teaching us the dua of Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam. In his old age, his name is Zakariya, his wife's name Alisha, both of them old and no children at all. Now he cries, he begs, he petitions Almighty Allah. What does he say? Anni wahana al-azmu minni washta'ala ar-ra'su shayba. Ya Allah, my bones have gone brittle and weak. Ya Allah, my hair is gone grayish and whitish. I beg you, Ya Allah, give me a son. Not that for money and material reasons. The message of the messenger must continue. Imagine. Then he cried to Allah. How he cried? Chapter 21, verse 89. Rabbi la tadharni farda. Ya Allah, don't leave me alone, Ya Allah. Wa anta khairul warithin. You are the best one to grant heirs. Allah himself says, he was old, his wife was old. Wa aslahna lahu zawja. Allah Ta'ala made everything right for them. And lo and behold, she gave birth to Nabi Yahya al-Islam. The Christian world say John the Baptist. See, the methodology of making dua. So now the ending of this dua in Musnad Ahmad, وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِن شَرِّ الْقَدَرِ Oh Allah, I seek your protection from the evil of destiny. Meri kismat ko badal de, mere dil ko badal de. Change me, change my taqdeer from unfavorable to favorable. And then it goes on, أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِن شَرِّ الْقَدَرِ وَمِنْ سُوءِ الْحَشَرِ Read the last portion. That وَمِنْ سُوءِ الْحَشَرِ Read with me. وَمِنْ سُوءِ الْحَشَرِ Ya Allah, tomorrow is Hashar. Tomorrow is a day of assembly. You read Surah Yasin daily. So what Surah Yasin is telling us, brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners, on that day the people will be together. Allah will announce, the angels will announce, وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ Oh, you criminals, how dare you stand with a Muslim and Muslimiya, Muslimin and Muslimat. You stand one side, all you criminals. You're not going to mingle with them. It must not happen, my brothers and sisters. Allah forbid, وَمِنْ سُوءِ الْحَشَرِ That we start standing in the wrong camp. Remember that. We ask Allah, جَلَّ وَلَا Surah 3, verse 194. What dua we ask? وَلَا تُخُزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Ya Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of justice. See everything you will find in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah, my brothers. So learn these three duas, and mashallah, every time a new lunar month starts, next one will be Ramadan Mubarak. So we must read this. Then you will see our time will be spent correctly. You know Imam Malik Rahimahullah. Imam Malik Rahimahullah, born in Medina Munawwara, passes away in Medina Munawwara, never left Medina, only once. From Medina Munawwara, he went to Makkah and remember performed his Umrah Hajj and he came back. That was his ishq, his love for Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was his mahabba and his love for the city of Medina Munawwara. He should not wear shoes, he shouldn't wear sandals. Me and you wear shoes, sandals, it's permissible. But he used to say, how can I wear shoes and sandals? It might happen that with my shoes and my sandals, I will be walking on that place where the Master alayhi salatu salam placed his qadam mubarak and his foot mubarak. Imagine. That was the love they had. So, who study the profile of Imam Malik rahimahullah. Therefore I said we'll start this tour tonight. Why? Imam Malik rahimahullah taught us a lesson. When the Islamic month starts, then you, O Muslim or Muslimah, you must give it your best shot. Take the maximum benefit of it. Well, students would ask him, O Ustad, why are you exerting yourself so much in the beginning of the month? So he said, if the beginning of the Islamic month goes well, then the whole month will go well. And tonight is what, Islamically? It's Wednesday. Do you know what is Wednesday? Open Maqasid Hasana by Allama Sakhawi Rahimahullah. Our mother Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha states, whenever you want to do something, then you must start on a Wednesday. You want to get married, I'm not saying you bajis must take a second wife and all that, you know. Some of you bajis, when I was in Maputo 2-3 years ago, that one baji came, he told me he wants to get married, second wife and all that. I say, bye. That you standing straight now with one wife, you in Qiyam. When you get second wife, in Mehman we say to walk over even there. That you will go into Ruku. And when you get third wife, you will go into Sajda. You get fourth wife, you will make Salam, Janaza. You see? So you must remember. Just sit quietly with your one wife. You can't make justice properly. Quran said second wife, third wife, fourth wife. For in khiftum Allah ta'adilu. You must do justice. You can't do justice, then one wife only. Old is gold, you see. So we must remember these issues as well. So let's carry on now. So that was Imam Malik rahimahullah. So we must give, remember our best. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha states, you want to do open shop, you want to do this, you want to do that, start on a Wednesday. Among the Hanafi school, some of you, you'll know, you studied it. Hidayah is a famous work. Allama Marghinani rahimahullah is buried in Uzbekistan. We went there with Allah Zahab, Uzbekistan. Whenever he should start teaching his students the beginning of the academic year, he would start on a Wednesday. Remember? Our honorable akabir and great people whom we saw and met, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahimahullah, the grand mufti of Pakistan who wrote Ma'ariful Quran in 8 volumes, we studied in his madrasa also in his Darul Uloom. So the madrasa used to open on a Wednesday. For this very reason. Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib passed away 10th of Shawwal 1976. And Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu passed away in November 1992. So in Miftahu, the Uloom Day in Jalalabad used to open on Wednesday. Why? Allah Ta'ala ne noor ko paida farmaya boot ke roz. Allah Jalla wala created noor, radiance and effulgence on a Wednesday. So when you start on a Wednesday, that noor and radiance and effulgence will spread. Allah said for the sun, sirajam munif. Allah Ta'ala said for the sun, that khajala shamsa siraja. Allah made the sun a lamp, a lantern, a shine, a glitter. But for the Master Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what Allah said? Allah Ta'ala said, Sirajam Munira. The nur of the Master alayhi salam is spreading till today. Therefore people embrace Islam in different parts of the world. See. Understand the glory and the message of the Quran, my brothers and sisters. Nevertheless, the message of the messenger is spreading. Nobody can say, no, deny that and debate that point. So now we have finished the du'as. Now there's another du'a. Again, Ubadah bin Samit reports. And he says, when we were coming near Ramadan, then what used to happen? He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught us this dua. Now you read this dua and you must repeat after me. I'll read it plural so it includes all of us. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Oh beloved Allah, protect and save us for Ramadan. Ya Allah, no accidents, no kidnapping, no sickness, no illness. See, from now we learn. وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لَنَا وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لَنَا. So you must remember, Ya Allah, protect Ramadan for us. You see, today, the day that passed, Tuesday, so Saudi Arabia announced that the moon was sighted all day. So I've been with Allah's help many times, and I went to see also how they sight the moon and everything. So normally I say the Saudis, when they see the moon, it's not they see the moon, the moon Sami see the moon. You know, it's true. So even the guy who's blind will tell you he saw the moon. You must remember that. So there's funny things they do there. Anyway, that's their story. So remember, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan alana. No unnecessary controversy and so forth. Then the last portion, وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. Read, وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. Ya Allah, whatever good deeds we're going to do in this month of Ramadan, that's coming after 1 month, 1444, it's not on par, Ya Allah, but out of your benevolence, out of your grace, out of your mercy, accept it, O beloved Allah. Tomorrow night, inshallah, I'll be in Impangeni, and I will speak about the different important incidents, events that took place in Sha'ban. But I'll just tell you one now. In that book, Madha fi Sha'ban, you must remember, Sheikh Muhammad Alawi al-Maliki writes, Ayatul Salat, the ayat of Salawat Durud Sharif, was revealed in the month of Sha'ban for the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To honor the Master even more and more and more. Surah 33, verse 56, never in the Quran will you find Allah commands human being, creation, Muslims, do A, B, C, and Allah Himself is doing something similar. Besides salawat ala Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what does Allah say? Chapter 33, verse 56, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Verily, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and His angels, they send His salutation, blessings, salawat from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What you call it, my brother? What you call it? You call it Durood Sharif. Did you ever wonder, ponder, reflect, what is Durood Sharif ka matlab kya? What is Durood? Durood is a Farsi word. Farsi is Persian. So when we went to Iran also, mashallah, so it's a wonderful country, lot of history. It's different thing we have. We don't agree with the Shias and that we say they're not Muslim. That's a different issue. But you must remember this, that Durood, it means it's a Farsi word. It means when you have bumper crop, you must remember that, then you went to sell it at optimum profit, maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. So when you read salawat, durood sharifs and salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will not reject it because Allah Himself is sending salawat upon the Master. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Ay iman walo, O you who believe, 89 different places Allah uses this phrase. Swallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allah gave us two commandments. You're going for Umrah, you're standing there by the Master alayhi salam, say as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah. From here also you can say, no problem. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya al-Muzammil. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya al-Muddathir. You know Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya, Sheikh al-Hadith. He came 1981, here to Stenger. Alhamdulillah, we were there also the last 8-9 days, the last 10 days. And when the time came to pass away, he passed away this date. First of Sha'ban, the year 1982, in Medina Munawwara. Do you know how we used to read Salat and Salam upon the Master, alayhi salam? He used to stand right, I used to sit there on the wheelchair right outside, I saw myself. 2.5-3 hours, they would put the blankets and put a lot of things. And Shaykh would read as a Shaykh, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Muzammil. He read the whole Surah Muzammil. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Muddassir. He read the whole Surah Muddassir. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Yuan Nabi. He read the whole Surah Tahrim. So imagine me and you 2-3 minutes make salat salam, then we run away or the police make harrik harrik aji, move it up, you know how things go there. So brothers, we must know these things. Now I want to share something which is very interesting. Ijazul Quran, the miracle of the Quran. The Quran was, is, will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One name of Shaban is Shahrul Qurra, the month of the Qari Sahib. You heard the Qari Sahib, Hafiz Sahib reading Quran. You heard Maulana Sahib reading the Naat Sharif and the Nazam, whatever. So the, now I got 4 rakats Taraweeh, you got 8 rakats Taraweeh, he got 6 rakats. So Alhamdulillah, we are blessed in South Africa. But now look at the Quran. Which ayat is going to inspire you? So I give you 5 examples. Okay, 6 we'll make it. Number one. One day, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam weeping, crying, sobbing. Allah jalla wala knows everything. His knowledge all embracing, all encompassing. Oh Jibreel, why is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam crying? Allah knows. Go and find out. Jibreel alayhi salam comes. The Master alayhi salam is crying. Ummati, ummati, ummati. Ya Allah, what will happen to my ummah? The later generations and nations to come. So Jibreel alayhi salam comes and says, Ya Allah, the Master alayhi salam is crying for the ummah. Go and give the Master a gift. وَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَىٰ. Allah Jalla Wala is going to give you so much, so much, so much, you will be very happy and pleased. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, and what he mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, authentic hadith, Shafa'ati li ahli al-kabair min ummati. My intercession is for the people of my ummah who perpetrated and committed major sins. We all are guilty of sins. So read now with me, O ummah, and say, read, Allahumma arzuqna, Allahumma arzuqna, shafa'atan nabiyyil mustafa, shafa'atan nabiyyil mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh beloved Allah, let the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede for us on the day of justice. This ayat brought so much solace, happiness, and the Master alayhi salam was elated, delighted. Ya Allah, every person who brought iman and believe in the articles of faith, I will intercede for them. What great, great tidings for me and you. So we beg Almighty Allah, this is the wasila, the barakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A group of people came to Khalifatu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Thani Asnain, to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He's called Thani Asnain, chapter 9, verse 40, when they were in the cave together, Ghar Thawr, on the journey of Hijrah. Ya Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Thani Asnain, Khalifatu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which ayat to ayat in arja indaka fi kitabillah? Which ayat inspired you, motivated you the most in the Quran Sharif? 6,236 verses, 114 chapters. What answer did Siddiq Akbar give? Radiallahu anhu warda. He said, Kul, kulliya amalu ala shakilati. Me and you read the ayat 50 times, 100 times, 1,000 times. But we will never make the meaning Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq made. Kul, kullu ya'malu ala shakilati. Everyone practices and does on their own disposition. Ya Allah, you are Allah. You will keep on forgiving, 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 Ya Allah. Because you love to forgive. And we human beings, we created weak, Ya Allah, wa khuliqa al-insanu dha'ifa. So we will continue sinning and you will continue forgiving. So that ayat inspires me the most. Imagine what the explanation, interpretation he made. The people came to Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, and they asked him, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, which ayat in the noble Quran inspired you the most? Ghafiriz Zam. وقابل التوب شديد العقاب. He says, study the Quran. Allah says, غافل الذنب. Allah Jalla Wala is the one who is forgiving the sins. Allah is the one who accepts the tawbah. Then he mentions that he is severe in the punishment. So Allah is motivating us, inspiring us, and saying, O human being, that come to me and I will forgive your sins. People can criticize you. People will condemn us. But if we sincere and we come to Allah, Allah will forgive us. Ghafiridham wa qabilitawb. Then shadid al-iqab. People came to Dhun-Nurayn, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, no one in history ever, from time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, right up to Sayyiduna Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was there a personality marrying, you must remember, two daughters of the same Nabi, one after the other. He married Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha, she passed away. Then Sayyidina Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha, Zin Nurain, the possessor of the two, you must remember, Nur and Radiance and Effulgence. So they asked him, which ayat motivated you the most? Ya Zun Nab, Ya Zun Nurain, O Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. He said, Nabbi Ibadi Anni Anal Ghafurur Rahim. Tell my servant and announce to them, I am Ghafoor. I am very, very forgiving of forgiving. I am very, very Rahim, very merciful. Then he said, Wa anna adabi huwa al-adabul alim. My punishment is very painful. So Allah is giving us motivation, inspiration. Come to the mercy of Allah. Come and beg Allah for forgiveness. Then the people came to Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, Amirul Mu'mineen, Fatih Khaybar. And they asked him, look at the ayat he chose. Chapter 39, verse 53. An ayat like this should motivate every one of us, because we all are guilty. Every one of us who's sane and mature, we're guilty. No one can say we didn't commit sins. Qul, ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. Say to my servants, all of us included, who went beyond the limits, who violated the laws of Almighty Allah. Ala qul ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah. In the morning you'll hear the programs, some of you. This morning one non-Muslim, he contacted, he said, you know what, I'm like fed up with life, you know, and I think I better end my life and so forth. So sometimes with Allah's help, Allah puts certain ideas in our head. It's always Allah's mercy. So I told him, his name was Freddy, I think. So I told him, Freddy, I think you took a vaccine, you know. Maybe you took one rooster and one booster. Understood? And that's why you're going all jermakar, everything going negative. You see, this is how you knew. Yeah, for real, I didn't say rooster, booster. You see, I took a vaccine. Understood? So I said, you see. Now it's no sense you say, you have to change yourself from the negativity and come into the positivity. We all make mistakes in life, we all commit sins in life. So Allah in this verse, chapter 39, verse 53, is teaching us, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. People will tell us, be critical, condemn, speak to Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah Jalla wala states, verily Allah forgives all the sins. So my brothers, why I'm giving you this? We're coming now to 15th night of Shaaban. 2 weeks time exactly is 15th night of Shaaban. On that night is Sahih Hadith. Sheikh Albani has mentioned it in his Silsila Ahadith Sahihah. In the volume 3, Hadith number 1144. فَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ. Allah forgives the entire creation, إِلَّا لِمُشْرِكْ, except a non-Muslim. Oh, mushahin, people who have malice, rancor, hatred. Now, how many of us are not even talking to one another? Not because of deen. Because of deen you do that, that's a different issue. Because of dunya matters, some deal went sour, some inheritance, somebody usurped our rights. Now we cut off ties, all this. So let us now motivate ourselves. That we prepare to forgive, or we are prepared to reach compromise. The more we forgive, Allah tuhibbuna ayyaghfirallahu lakum. Then don't you love Allah will forgive you? So, jiska zarf bada ho, Allah inko bada bana deta hai. Keep a magnanimous heart and Allah will elevate your rank and status. So my brothers, we'll continue with the series of Shaban. As I told you, tomorrow, inshallah, same time, Maghrib to Isha, we'll be in Impan Gani. In the ending, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, "Man lam yashkuri nas lam yashkuri Allah." Those people who don't thank humanity, in reality, we have not thanked Almighty Allah. We thank Almighty Allah, praise Allah Jalla Wala the most. We make dua that Allah Jalla Wala makes us of those that Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam intercede for us, and Allah accept our dua through the wasila barakah of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. And then our capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and company, we thank them, all the directors of Radio Al Ansar, and our directors of Sirius FM, mashallah, they had Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, and them. And then my brother Muhammad Salim Asmal is here, but he's hiding somewhere, mashallah. So Allah Ta'ala reward him. My brother Dawood Munli is here. So Allah reward all these brothers, they make so much sacrifice. My job is the easiest, I must just come and speak and so forth. Then all you brothers and sisters here in Richards Bay, you know, I know you guys had a big day today, the Chinese are here. And you must remember this, that this thing, Russians are here and the South Africans are here, a lot of things going on. And then ordinary mortals like us are here, you know. So when I went to China quickly, you know, understood. So once I stayed in a hotel, so breakfast time, I told them, bring strawberry jam, you know, understood. So I don't know what that lady understood. She brought something and they are jumping like this, you understand? So that's why all those Wuhan and all the Dhamma started there. You must remember this kind of thing. So anyway, leave all this here now. So we thank Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. So we got 2-3 minutes left. Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, that we will send out the podcast. My brothers will be busy with it. And at night we will send it out of this program here. And all of you, mashallah, here our Ibrahim Pandor and our brother Muhammad Lajka and our Imam Sahib, mashallah, Mauna Ridwan Mansoor and our Mauna Yasin. I see Mauna Yasin, he say, Tar Muhammad. Huh? What's your surname? Tar Muhammad. Ah, you see our Mehman people, when we came there from Porbandar. Porbandar is a coast. So I went there also. So when they left there, then they forgot all the laws of Tajweed. You know, understood? So Tar Muhammad is Tahir Muhammad. The people who built Grace Street Masjid, Jawahari, is not Jawahari, it's Jawahari. So they should sell jewelry and all this kind of thing. Arabi is not Arabi, it's Arabi. So every Mehman name is a proper Arabic name, but we, now the Yaqub family and Aqub, when they left Orbandar, they left the Ya there. They came to Mombasa, they left the Bay there. So when they landed South Africa, they became Aku. The Ya got left behind and the Bay got left behind, so became Aku. So understood? Otherwise it's Aku. You must remember this kind of thing. So I said, Nalo, I Molana, Tahir Muhammad. Tar Muhammad, I shortcut Marigariya. Understood? So we make dua, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala accept everybody's efforts, Allah Ta'ala accept. Allah Ta'ala, let us see Ramadan. You don't know what is Ramadan in the other countries. How many months I got left them only? 3. Quickly, I was in Uruguay. So you must remember delivering a talk. There were 2 policemen there, white policemen. So I asked them, Maulana, what does policemen are doing here? They came to look for me or what? He said, no. Somebody bashed his wife up, so wherever they go, wife go, that the police follow. I said, Subhanallah. The wife never died, but 2 policemen come. South Africa, they killed the wife, no policeman come. Yeah. Anyway, Tarawih started, all that finished then. So the youngsters came. I said, Mufti, you know what happened? I said, what happened? They said, policeman read Tarawih. I said, very good. Now they're surprised. I said, but you don't know how he read Tarawih. So I said, how he read Tarawih? He said, when he stood next to us, first he put his hands like this by the chest. Then he got tired, he put here below the navel line. Then I said, very good. They said, no, he put on the side. I said, very good. He said, after 2 rakats, he ran away. I said, you don't understand what policeman did. I said, they asked what he did. I say, when he started, he was a Shafi. Then he decided to become a Hanafi. Then he decided to become a Maliki. And then after 2 rakats, he became Salafi, he ran away. So you must have... الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا الله help the Muslims day in Turkey and in Syria in Libya. يا الله help the Muslims at Aqsa al-Mubarak in Palestine. يا الله Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Aqsa al-Mubarak, protect all our masajid, Ya Allah. Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan wa sallimhu lana. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan lana wa sallimhu lana mutakabbala. Allahumma shfi mardana mardal al-Muslimin wa raham mawtana mawtal al-Muslimin. Qala Allahu ta'ala fi shani habibi, inna Allaha wa malaikata يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين. Thank you.